Hello, and welcome to the Parental Advisory Movie Podcast. We are your hosts, Jeff Hall and
Patrick Terry. We're two dads with a love for movies.
Join us as we discuss movies we have seen with our kids,
as well as movies we have seen without them.
Hello, and happy Oscar special, Patrick. How are you?
I'm all right. Oscars just kind of snuck up.
Snuck up. Indeed. Indeed it did.
I'm like, oh, it's that time already.
It is. It's crazy. And yet, here in a week or two, we'll have the Writers Guild of America Awards.
Dang.
Post-Oscars. I guess when you go on strike, it does kind of delay things here and there. So
yeah, true.
So that's valid. Yeah, so we're here to do our picks for this year's 96th Academy Awards. And we'll give as much insight as we can. We were talking that how this is like the least prepared, at least for me, this is the most least prepared I've been in several years, just due to accessibility from the studios to be able to get them out to the public and make it easier to watch. And this year was just more difficult. So a lot of them I haven't, well, not a lot. We'll just say within the shorts category, it's going to be just kind of just picking one and just, you know, gut feeling type of thing.
Yeah.
I have not. Now, as far as Best Picture and some of these other categories, two specific movies I still have not had a chance to see. One, the first one being American Fiction. As I was saying prior to recording, it finally got released to rent for $5.99, to which I have, you know, rented. I just haven't had a chance to watch it as the time, you know, as of the time of this recording. At the time of the Oscars, I will have watched it. The other one being The Zone of Interest. It's just the availability to find it. And then when it was out, just I could never get there to watch it. So it just happens. But as for the other eight, yeah, I got it. So, or I mean, six. There's only eight nominated this year. So the other six I've watched. So, you know, I don't think it's me having not watched them. I don't think it's really going to affect my choices all that much. So I don't feel super bad about it. But as we've talked about, I do try to be a completist when it comes to this and try and watch as much as possible so we can kind of give people the most, our best, you know, thoughts on the matter. So, all right, you ready?
Ready.
I say, yep. All right. So for Best Picture, we have the nominees are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. So again, the only two I have not seen are American Fiction, Zone of Interest. So I have no real insight into that. I really, really feel this is up. I mean, it's me, Christopher Nolan's year. So I picked Oppenheimer.
Same. I mean, it's pretty much won every category where it's, you know, best picture so far, right? It's pretty much cleaned up.
Yes.
So that's usually a good sign for the Oscars that they're going to win.
Right.
And I mean, just out of everything, even though I've watched, I think I'm was shy, like three movies I hadn't watched.
Okay.
I just don't see anything else winning.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from those movies, but
no, it's a tough year.
Yeah.
Just say it like that. It's
and then after watching Dune Part Two, I'm like, man, if that had released last year like it was supposed to,
right,
it'd be a little more difficult.
Yeah. Be in the conversation for sure.
Yes.
So we both have Oppenheimer for Best Picture. Moving on to Best Director, we have Anatomy of a Fall. I think it's, Lord, this is where I'm like, my eyesight's not as good as it used to be. But it's Justine Triet, then Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese, Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan, Poor Things, Yorgos Lanthimos, and The Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer. Yeah, I think I'm looking at Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer. I mean, I think it's his year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we are in agreement on that as well.
hey, look at that. And I had the name right, Triet. So, or Triet. Well, depends if it's a short eye or a long eye.
Yeah.
Next, we have Best Adapted Screenplay with American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. I am still curious how Barbie's an adapted screenplay. I haven't had a chance to look into how that made that category. Mm-hmm. Unless it's just because it's based on like the toys being used as a previous material. I haven't figured that part out.
I guess.
I don't know. It's wild. But somehow. So this one I thought was interesting. So I think we could either go. I'm picking Oppenheimer. So there's a lot of things I'm like, these picks are what I think the Academy is going to probably pick, not the ones I would like to win. Because I could see like them giving the Zone of Interest adaptive screenplay as a mm-hmm. way for them to show recognition for the film in some way.
Yeah.
So I picked Oppenheimer anyways.
Yeah, and then you mentioned Barbie. Not mm-hmm. sure. I picked that just because it is kind of the odd one out. And
right.
They were able to take it all and actually make a successful movie from yeah. it. It is oddly placed, but that's, I don't know. It's probably not going to win, but that's my
your pick. Choice. Okay. Just pick. Yeah. Next is Best Original Screenplay. We have Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May December, Past Lives. And I thought May December was based on a book.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I feel like that was in the wrong category, but I'm like, whatever, I give up. I know it's based on real events, so maybe it's just an original screenplay from that, and I just think it was based on a book. So I don't know. I picked Anatomy of a Fall. Again, I think this is where it's gonna win.
Okay. My choice was The Holdovers.
Okay. I love The Holdovers. That's the one I would want to win.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I just hadn't watched, like, I think out of those, I just watched The Holdovers and Past Lives. So
yeah. I think Maestro's fine. Again, I think Bradley Cooper's performance outshined his directing in a lot of the other parts of the film.
Mm.
It's not about, it's a great film. Just when you compare it, when you are matching it up against some of these other films, it's just, it's really difficult. But yeah, I could also see them giving it to Past Lives though, too.
Yeah. That's I want.
Yes. Yeah.
But it was basically just a toss up between the two.
Yeah, see. It's crazy. It's a tough year. It's a tough year. Next, we have Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy, Jeffrey Wright. I picked Paul Giamatti because he's won two or three awards this season for his role. Cillian Murphy's only won one.
Okay.
So I
went Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, and that's probably the smart move. I don't know. I think Paul Giamatti, I think, has a strong chance. So up against that. So we'll see. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown, Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, Mark Ruffalo. Obviously, I would love for Gosling to win, but Robert Downey Jr. swept every awards thing. So it's kind of, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. And really, anybody in this category, I mean, I love De Niro, but again, when we talked about Killers of the Flower Moon, I talked about how his performance wasn't as impressive of a performance as I've seen him do in other movies.
Yeah.
So everybody else in this category, I think, really tried something different than they haven't done before.
Yeah.
And took that. You know, was daring, I guess you could say, to try to do something different. I absolutely love Mark Ruffalo's character in Poor Things is really about the only reason that I enjoy watching that movie. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely unique.
Yeah.
it was unique character that he played.
And it's now on Hulu, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to watch Poor Things or Disney Plus, which is even more hilarious.
Right. I think they're trying to do their figure out which, I'm guessing Disney Plus is going to start having Hulu and who's going away or Hulu staying, and they're figuring something out.
One of those things, they're going to just merge something together.
Yeah. which would be great.
I think Disney's the bigger name, so I think Hulu will probably just get sucked into the machine. It'll get absorbed. Sucked into the mouse tool.
So that's a tool we'll use for later.
Oh, toodles.
But yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Next, we have Best Actress. We have Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Syndra Hewler for Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan for Maestro, Emma Stone for Poor Things. To me, this is the Best Actress category, I think, stronger than the Best Actor category this year. I think it's harder to choose.
Yeah.
Out of this. Because everybody made a stunning performance. However, with that being said, I picked Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Same.
I think her performance was just outstanding. And I also, in a more cynical way of thinking, think the Academy wants the headlines the next day that the award went to a Native American. Again, that's my more cynical thought of that. But I also think she absolutely deserves it. I'm just trying to be cynical Hollywood for a few seconds and think that also might be why she gets it.
Yeah. At first, after watching Poor Things, I was like, oh, Emma Stone's getting this because it's a lot of things
she was getting there. It the entire movie.
Yeah, and I was like, man, somebody else won an Oscar or something similar.
Yeah, that's,
and I was like,
a bush. It's like the name of a bush, a Holly Berry. Anyway. All right.
So. But then even after watching Naiad, I was like, ooh. But I still stuck with Lily Gladstone because she was in a 3-hour, 30-minute movie. Her presence made it.
She carried the team. I mean, yes, she really did.
She did.
Because Leo was being, I mean, Leo was doing something a little different, but he was still kind of being Leo. And so I wasn't really seeing anything phenomenal out of him.
Yeah.
But I think his presence and his performance only elevated hers.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. So, I mean, nothing against him. I think he helped her just stand out even more, which is a sign of a good partner actor.
Mm-hmm.
So Best Supporting Actress, we have Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and then Divine Joey Randolph for The Holdovers. So for me, I would think it'd either be between Danielle Brooks or Divine Joey Randolph for Holdovers. Both of them were outstanding in their roles. I still went with Divine Joy Randolph, though, for The Holdovers, because she's won, I think, 2 or 3 now.
Yeah, I've selected the same.
Yeah. Look at us. Same page in it.
Thankfully, this is a category where I watch all the movies.
Yeah, hey, how about that?
So I was like, yeah. And every time I see, like, supporting actor or actress, I'm just thinking, okay, we have a lead actor who's the most opposing or supportive, like literally, right, of that. So I'm like, yeah, her role was pretty important for Paul Giamatti's character.
Yeah.
And the Holdover. So, yeah.
Animated feature, this is one where I've seen all of them, except for Robot Dreams, I guess, because it hasn't been dropped
Same.
Yet.
Same.
So Best Animated Feature, The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Now, no matter how much I can want, beg, and plead for them to pick Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, because no matter what, no matter the fact that you and I both agreed that it was the best movie of last year.
Yes.
I think we both know probably Miyazaki's probably going to win this one. The Boy and the Heron is what I picked.
Yeah. And I watched old documentary on him and Max, and that kind of helped push. I'm like, yeah. It's I mean, hand-drawn.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in that doc he was kind of dealing introduced CGI and all that.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's Miyazaki for the one. But golly. So unless Miyazaki makes another one between now and the next Spider-Verse movie, hopefully the third one will win. You know, for like kind of like they did with like Return of the King for the Lord of the Rings movies, because it definitely was not the best of the three.
Right. Especially if the third one is still on par with what they've done.
Oh, they're no, no slip-ups.
Yeah. And but when I did watch Nimona, I was like, I really like that really too.
Good. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It surprised me. I was like, wow. I did not expect it. It kind of felt like Sea Beast in a way, like some of the similar. Yes. And I was like, yeah. But, you know, I know who's going to win. Or I have a feeling that I know who's going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Patrick over here with the inside intel. Best international feature film. I think it's El Capitano from Italy. Perfect Days from Japan. Society of Snow from Spain. The Teacher's Lounge and The Zone of Interest. The only one I've actually got to watch out of this was Society of Snow. And it is a gut-wrenching movie. It's a plane crash in the snow and people trying to survive based on true events. It was brilliantly shot. Great acting. And I mean, it's a great movie. But the hype around Zone of Interest is pretty strong. My mom has seen it, and she was telling me all about it. And so she's like, yeah, it's probably going to win. So I will go with, you know, every now and then you got to listen to your parents. So,
yeah.
So I picked Zone of Interest.
I did too, just because of a lot of the approach to how they filmed it. It's like, I mean, I haven't seen anything in this category, but just keeping the ear to the ground, like,
Next, we have Best Makeup and Hairstyling with Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Society of Snow. I actually went with Poor Things on this one.
Same. I literally just picked that before we started.
I mean, Society of Snow has a lot because they look a lot of, because they look emaciated. They have to deal with, elements and snow and all that. But there's a lot of actual makeup involved in that surprise. You wouldn't think it until after you see them. Like, oh yeah, and kind of go back, and they're like, okay, that makes sense. Oppenheimer, I mean, kind of, but Maestro's, it is what it is. And then Golda, I've seen Helen Mirren; she looked phenomenal, but I don't know. Match that up against Willem Dafoe's,
right?
And everybody else, I'm sorry, no. They got Poor Things winning that one. Next we have, did I skip a whole row? I feel like I skipped a whole row. I'd skipped a whole row, Patrick.
Always double back.
Sorry. Yep, we'll have to. we'll finish this one, though. Best Original Score, American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I forgot which number this is nomination-wise for John Williams, but he's also like 91 years old. So he's also the oldest to ever be nominated for an Academy Award. Wow. It's wild.
Yeah.
Still. It's a shame he's not going to win. That's me. But I'm just saying. Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I like the quirky kind of Tim Burton, kind of Danny Elfman music for Poor Things. But I still think Oppenheimer's just so overly dramatic, intense score.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I think it's gonna win.
Yeah, and I enjoyed Ludwig's previous because he did both Black Panther movies. I think it's for Mandalorian.
Yeah,
I'm already impressed.
Next, we have the Best Original Song, "The Fire Inside" from Flamin' Hot. "I'm Just Ken" from Barbie, which I cannot wait for Ryan Gosling to perform this line. By the way. At the Academy Awards. I'm very excited for that. "And Never Went Away" from American Symphony. "A Song for My People" from Killers of the Flower Moon, because I'm not going to try and pronounce what it actually is called.
Yeah.
And then "What I Was Made For" from Barbie. I picked that one because it's Billie Eilish and Phineas, and they've won, I think, 3 Best Original Songs for that. So,
That was going to be my pick. And then I watched American Symphony last night.
Yeah.
So, I'm going with that.
You're going that one? Cool. And then let's see here. Best production design. We have Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I pick Barbie over Poor Things.
I pick Poor Things.
Yeah, there you go. It's, I mean,
so it's like, that's a, also,
yeah, man.
I wouldn't be mad if either one.
Yep, exactly. Same. Here, we'll go back up to the line that I did miss. Best cinematography, El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I loved the cinematography of Poor Things with the different, with like the fisheye lens and the different ways they tried doing things, but you're going to be hard pressed to beat Oppenheimer. I just, is for cinematography.
That's true, but I still took a risk and picked Poor Things.
Okay. You make a solid point. However,
like I considered that as well. I'm like, man, but I'm like, let's be different. Be different.
Okay. That's cool, man. Best costume design, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I actually went Poor Things on this one and not Barbie.
And here we go. I did Barbie.
You flipped it.
Love but it. Those were love my two finalists. So
love it. Best documentary feature, Bobby Wine, The People's President, which, let's see, this will drop today, Friday. The episode dropping Monday, I will actually be talking about this movie particularly. Next, we have The Eternal Memory, which I will probably be watching on an airplane. And let's see, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, and 20 Days in Mariupol, which may or may not have a chance to watch before the awards. As of right now, I'm just going to go with the one I've actually watched, which is Bobby Wine, The People's President.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them, but I just randomly picked The Eternal Memory.
Okay. Yeah, it's on Paramount, I think, right okay. now. So let's see here. Best documentary short, The ABCs of Book Banning, The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between, The Last Repair Shop, and is it Nayanoi and Waipao? See, that's how you pronounce it? It's on Disney Plus. I started watching it, but there's subtitles, and I was doing other things, so I couldn't have it on while I was doing other things.
Yeah.
And so I haven't had a chance to just sit and watch it. My mom really liked it. She said it reminded her like a couple of Golden Girls, like Asian Golden Girls, just living through their life and stuff like that. And it sounds really sweet.
Okay.
The Last Repair Shop I did watch, also on Disney Plus, about a repair shop that repairs string instruments for children in a certain area and everything. And then just all the people that they've helped out and with their instruments played the score for it for the short film. It's actually pretty cool. So I like that. I like that one, but I don't know. I would think a movie about book banning might win just because of the topical nature of it. So yeah. I think I might end up picking that one unless I watch them between now and Sunday.
Yeah, so out of these, I'd watched Island in Between and The Last Repair Shop. And so just between the two that I've watched, I'd selected The Last Repair Shop.
Okay. Cool. All right. The last four categories. We have Best Animated Short, Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniform, Pachydermy, War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. I have no idea.
Yeah, same. It's just a randomized.
Well, oh. I know what Nick Cage would pick. Letter to a Pig.
Yeah, I would definitely pick that one.
Yeah, I just pick Our Uniform. I don't know what. I honestly don't even know what any of them's about.
Yep.
But just made a selection.
Yep. All right. Next, we have Best Live Action Short, The After, which I did watch.
Same.
Daniel, and it was actually really good. It heartbreaking, but it's good. Invincible, Knight of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, which I also watched because it's on, they're both on Netflix. I think I'm going to go with The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, although I would love for the actor one, or, again, I haven't seen any of the others, so I don't know.
Yeah, so out of this, I'd watch the after Knight of Fortune and The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Yeah.
So when I first watched the after, I was like, oh yeah, I think this is going to win. Then I watched Knight of Fortune. I was kind of, it's not bad, but then I watched The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. I'm like, it's a lot of layers to this. It's a lot of going on. And I went with that as well.
Yeah.
Long story short.
Awesome. Let's see here. Best Sound, The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest. I went with Oppenheimer.
Yeah. It was a toss between that and The Creator, and then I said Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Because I remember sitting in that IMAX theater and there's just certain moments there. Just,
yeah. You literally felt it.
You felt it in my soul.
Yeah. Exactly. And then lastly, Best Visual Effects, The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, and Napoleon. I went with Godzilla Minus One because that's also a once in, feel like I need to, if I don't pick it, it won't happen. So,
yeah.
I mean,
everything in here outside of Napoleon, I was like, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of like process elimination and just like Godzilla Minus One. You know, they had a pretty low budget compared to everything else. And they worked a lot of magic. And it just seemed like they had $200 million budget. But no. And just the proof's in the pudding.
Yep, indeed.
Did we do best production design? Did we do that one?
I thought we did. Yeah, we did. It was right after. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I picked Barbie, you picked four things.
Okay.
And then we went back up and then swapped that costume.
Yeah, I think the backup threw me off.
See? Yeah. Same. All right. That's it. That's our picks.
Yeah.
We'll see who comes out victorious come Sunday night. The Oscars are Sunday, March 10th on ABC. So. All right, man. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to this. I hope maybe this will give you some insight and everything, and hope you have fun. Hope you watch, the Oscars, see how everything plays out. And, if you throw an Oscar party, enjoy yourself. I will be around it, but not anywhere near it. Due to road closures, sidewalk closures, alley closures. And it is what it is, but it'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be in the mix of it, though, and that's fine, too. All right, everybody, enjoy the Oscars. It's always a fun time. Just remember, it's just a show. These are just movies that we love. And it's just a way to show appreciation for people's performances and hard works. So we will talk to y'all on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed our show and have a moment, please rate and review. It helps us out a lot.
Also, recommend us to someone that enjoys movies or also has kids.
You can find us on Twitter at PA Movie Podcast and on Instagram at parental_advisory_movie_pod. Be sure to join our Facebook group, Parental Advisory Movie Podcast, and join in on the fun.